Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, my beautiful listeners. Thank you so much for joining me for Love Your Addiction. It really tickles my heart. This is Jude Albright. Everything on this planet has a life, has a vibration. And you know what? Addictions have a life of their own, too. So, what if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, what you are denying you? Love Your Addiction provides a dialogue between you, the listener, and me, Jude Albright, your host. Its purpose is to expose truth so that you can see, hear, and feel how to love your addiction for what it has shown you about you. I welcome you here today to see love in a very different light, and I am here to help you recover from the belief that there is something wrong with you, that addiction has been bad. And I'm also wondering, how much of your life have you spent thinking about your wrongness? And who taught you to think that way? When you love something and you appreciate it, you bring gratitude into your life. And when you're grateful, you become more loving. So when you accept your addiction and you give it love, you are much better able to see what it has been trying to show you about you. And with loving comes acceptance of yourself and what you've been through. And here's an awareness for you. Love never, ever, ever hurts. It's simply your fear that is coming up. So please forget and ignore what our movies and songs and TV programs program you to feel about love. And by the way, what if there is no such thing as tough love? Because love is really gentle, peaceful, calming, and joyful. So, today we are focusing on who or what is our source and how do we establish constant conscious contact with it. We will be touching on Soul Step 11, which states, quote, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with our source, asking for our soul to be in charge. You know how in meditation we see the chatter in our minds quiet and we can feel in touch with our deepest desires? By taking time for ourselves each day through prayer, we can ask our source to support us and this planet in our spiritual growth and our path back to the pure, loving beings we truly are. Who is that source? Well, that's what we are going to explore today. So please join me in the chat room, which you can access at the top of your listening page, or call in at 516-453-9181 with your questions and your insights. We're all in this together, and I am sure that each of you desires peace, joy, love, and abundance in your life, just like I do. So let's get each other there. I am not out to try to change anyone. Only you can change you anyway. I am simply the messenger of truths for you, which bring you new possibilities for a life of ease, joy, and fulfillment. fulfillment. Okay, so let's look at this thing called source. What is a source? To me, a source is from which something comes. It's the originator. It's where it begins. So how do we connect to it if we're not sure what it is and if we can't see it? For example, let's take a river, and we can take a river back to its source, its opening, its beginning, its origination. But we have a thing called electricity that when we flip the switch in our homes, we don't really see. We just know that our lights and our electronic products work. So we can't see the electricity, but we connect. And trust becomes the factor because we're programmed to know how to turn on a light and we know what happens. For example, I know a little one-year-old who begs to be lifted up so she can walk around the house flipping the switches and turning the lights on. Now, is she doing that intellectually? I would suspect she's doing it because she trusts that when she flips that switch, that light is going to go on because she has been programmed to believe that by watching her parents do that. So, how do we connect to our source? And what if we don't even believe in a source? Those are very interesting questions, and we have been given so many contradictions in our growing up and in our maturation that no wonder we have an issue with defining source or connecting to it. Because we have many, many religions, and most of them teach us about a God, and that God is called many, many things, but those religions also incorporate within that structure certain beliefs, certain thoughts that we have to believe. So if there are contradictions and we go to a variety of religions, that really can mess up our belief system. Let me give you an example from my own life. I remember when I was in probably second grade, and we were talking about Santa Claus at Christmas time, and I had already become aware that there was no Santa Claus as he is depicted to us, or no tooth fairy. So my logical thought from that was, well, if there's no Santa Claus, if there's no tooth fairy, and we've been being lied to, well, then there's no God either. And I was in a Catholic school at the time, and the nun just about fainted and could not believe how blasphemous that I was as a first or a second grader. I share that example because there are so many of us who have learned that our God, our source, whatever you want to call it, is punishing, that we're so pissed off, we don't want to believe in a loving source, in a loving God, in a loving creator, in a loving universe, in a loving divine, in a loving all that is, or whatever you wish to call it. It matters not. It is not the name, the identification that brings us in contact with it. It is our desire. And if we truly want to connect to our source, However we want to define it, all we have to do is ask and make an intention. We make intentions all day long. We may not consciously say, when I wake up, I don't consciously say, well, I'm going to brush my teeth, but it is my intention that one of the things that I will do before I leave the house and after I eat breakfast is the fact that I'm going to brush my teeth. So intention is the way to get to source. It's an asking. It's a declaring. So let's look at step 11 in Soul Steps that says, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with our source, asking for our soul to be in charge. Well, you don't even have to believe in a soul, although the majority of the population does. Again, you can call it anything you want. So what if we believe that we're souls experiencing ourselves here on Earth, and we make it our intention to consciously strengthen and improve our connection with our souls, seeing, hearing, and feeling its messages for us? Well, as I said earlier, in meditation, we can see the chatter in our minds quiet, and we can feel in touch with our soul's desires. So by taking time for ourselves each day through prayer, we can continue asking for Source to support us and this planet in our spiritual growth. It is an asking. It is a meditation. It is an intention. So, prayer and meditation become the intention. And when I talk about prayer, I'm not talking about a specific formal way to do anything. It's simply an asking who you believe your source to be to assist you in whatever is going on in your life. It can be something you feel is negative or something that you feel is positive. Well, on our last program, we talked about how we are the sum total of our beliefs. So let's say that we have a God realization. And I'm using the word God simply because that's the word I'm comfortable with, but you can use any other name that you wish. Most spiritual organizations teach that we are children of God in one way or another. Think about this for a minute. So kittens, puppies, and ducklings are children of cats, dogs, and ducks, right? Don't they grow up to be cats, dogs, and ducks? Well, hey then, what about us? If we are truly children of God, then would we grow up to be gods with capacities like our parent? Well, yeah. But some religions would consider this blasphemy, just like my first, second grade teacher thought. Well, however, I'm asking you to see this possibility as a realization of your creative powers. You're the power that is creating your own life. Your emotions are your fuel. And those unconscious emotions, which are often absorbed in childhood, create your thoughts. Now, those thoughts in turn create beliefs and current feelings, which result in your experiences. And I would define experience as a compassion for ourselves. That's really all it is. Compassion for us. Well, okay. I'm going to ask you this. What powerful you are you not willing to receive that if you chose to receive it, would change your life completely? Powerful you. You are powerful. You have been creator of any addictions that you have had or still have. No one has done this to you. Your parents didn't do it to you. Your spouse didn't do it to you. Your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your kids. You chose it as a learning experience so that you could learn compassion for yourself. Isn't that an interesting way of looking at your addiction and learning to love it? I think it is. And here's something really to substantiate that. Here's a quote from A Course in Miracles. Quote, "Understand, you do not respond to anything directly, but to your interpretation of it. Your interpretation thus becomes the justification for the response." So, how are you interpreting your life right now? How are you interpreting addiction? How are you interpreting prayer? How do you experience prayer? As I said earlier, to me, it's simply an asking for assistance, support, and whatever is going on in your life. Well, how do you specifically ask for your soul to be in charge? Specifically, all you do is ask. Make it your intention. Ask for help. And when you ask for help, it is provided to you in a variety of different ways. Trouble is, many of us don't even realize that the help is there. Help can come in form of a song that we listen to when we listen to a CD, or a television program, or a book that comes to us in a variety of different ways. And how do you know when you're acting from soul direction with your source assisting you? You're going to intuitively feel it. You're going to intuitively feel it because intuition is a heart-centered feeling. And it comes through the brain, which is thought-centered, and we get images. And then our heart-centered feeling is our intuition. And our gut is the feelings. And I bet everybody listening right now has had an experience where they have said, "Boy, I really feel that in my gut. I have a gut sense that I need to do this or that I don't need to do this." Because that gut, that heart, that brain is always communicating with us. It is our intuitive guidance. It is our source guidance. So how do you know when you're acting from source guidance? Things always work out for your benefit. Now, that doesn't mean initially. Let's say your house burns down. Now, that certainly does not look like that's a heart-centered, wonderful thing that has to happen. However, because we really don't see into our futures and know what our souls plan for us, what we neglect to realize as that house is burning down and we're really pissed off and angry at Source is that someone is going to come along who is going to have compassion for us, who has just come into a great deal of money, and that person is going to buy us a house much better than the house that burned down. In other words, the end result is going to be definitely for our benefit. And the burning house was a benefit because it showed us how we got angry and we didn't really trust our own intuition or trust that our source will take care of us. I know some of you are thinking, oh, that's just crazy. That is absolutely nuts. And if that's the way you feel, so be it. There is no judgment in this. If you are an atheist and simply believe that we're born and we die and that's it and there's nothing else to it, embrace that belief. You don't have to follow what anybody else says. But I would like to give you a very gentle love energy transmission right now, a form of a meditation which will help you get in touch with source energy if you so choose. If you're not interested, then don't be interested. That's perfectly okay. Okay, what I need you to do right now, for those of you who are accepting the love energy transmission, is become aware of how you're feeling right now in this moment. Just become aware and don't judge it. There's no right or wrong to it. You have a right to all of your feelings, no matter what they are. And I'd like you to relax and just take some deep, deep breaths into your belly and then back out. And the first thing you need to do is make it your intention. And that intention would be to be receptive and to connect to the greater you and to your source. Secondly, ask for guidance. Some of you believe you have guides, angels, ascended masters. And some of you don't. If you believe you have guides, ask for their assistance. If you don't believe you have any guides, then skip it. Okay, now, I'd like you to go to the top of your head and imagine that it is opening up to receive energy, because everything is energy. Love is energy. So ask for source energy to penetrate your body. Source energy is loving energy. And bathe in that energy. And allow it to come through into your third eye and your eyes, allowing yourself to see everything through the eyes of love, through the eyes of source love. And then allow that energy to move down into your throat so that everything that you say and speak, you will speak through loving source energy. And move a little further down into your body, into the heart. And know that you can feel everything with heart source loving energy. And moving that energy from your heart into your stomach, know that that energy now is coming into your stomach so that you can digest everything with loving source energy. Moving from your stomach into your sexual organs, know that that energy is allowing you to create with source energy love, to create anything and everything. As you move from your sexual organs to your hips and down your legs, know that that loving source energy allows you to stand firmly in love and walk everywhere in loving source energy. And finally, from your legs, from your feet, send that source energy into the earth and connect with Mother Earth and bring her love to you also. Now, bring her energy up through your body and out through your heart, combined with the source loving energy, and notice that you are being the love that you truly are. Now, notice how that feels as you express the gentle energy of source love. And some of you may be comparing the way you're feeling now to the way you felt before this love energy transmission. Interesting, isn't it? And every time you do that transmission, you get a deeper connection to source, to God energy, to universe energy, to all that is energy, to loving energy, to Allah energy, to Buddha energy, whatever you're calling it. So I ask you, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? What can you now be to create your healthy, loving lifestyle and be the lover for the addict who you might love? You can find more answers and reach me at beingrecovered.net, beingrecovered.net. What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful you. Make the world a better place with you in it, and love those addictions for helping you to be a more responsible creator. If you're interested in learning more about Soul Steps, you can also go to beingrecovered.net. And with that, I say goodbye. I send you my love, and stay beautiful.